Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Thursday, May 23rd, 2019. Jimmy Jack.
Matthew.
How it is?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm great.
It's good.
Thank you.
It's real good.
It is good. It is good. There's Paige, and then there's Fat Boy.
Yeah.
Hold on. Salmon. Salmon Tea Day. Salmon Tea Day. It's not I'm describing Fat Boy's shirt for those of you like me that keep the daily FBTS diary.
Mm-hmm.
Fat Boy T-shirt diary.
At one point, we determined exactly what color that was with the color matching app.
Yeah, but describing that via the radio, I think if you say salmon, salmon.
Yeah, just if I ever saw salmon that color, I would not eat it.
Okay, then what is it?
I don't know. I'd say.
Is that the one we said creamsicle then?
Yeah, I think creamsicle.
I'm fine to say that.
If I saw a fish that color, I wouldn't eat it.
No.
I think it's gonna make me sick.
Be pale.
Eat it.
If I saw a fish that big. I think he's been dead 3 days.
Pale salmon.
That's a great point.
Hanging from the scales upside down.
Yeah. Speaking of fish, let's talk about the weather. Well, you know, fishing, planning trips and stuff. Memorial Day weekend. Today, overcast. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible. High of 87. Right now, it is cloudy and 71 in Greer, yeah. South Carolina.
It's a muggy 71.
Historic downtown Greer.
Yeah.
All the history. Oh, we added to that history. We totally did. Nine and I met for the first time in historic downtown Greer.
Yeah, the place is now the Spen and Jen, eh?
Yeah. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
You were 14, I was 26.
23, right?
What year was it? 99.
Yeah.
That's 26.
Mm. You were 26 then? Wait, you're older than you say then.
No, I'm not. I'm really not. Hold on a minute.
If you were 26, 20 years ago, you 3 years older than you're supposed to be.
Hold on. That's the year I was born in 1975. I got no qualms with it. Late, 75, yeah, October 20th.
End of October.
And then I said 1990. That would have made me 24.
Yeah.
So 24. And so, yeah, 10 years.
Yeah.
Well, it'd be the same now. We're still 10 years apart.
Yeah, we are.
Okay.
That's how I knew.
Well, I didn't know with the changing, you know, falling back with the hours and stuff, if that changed the time span.
Yeah.
Or not.
And we're not the full 10 years. We're 9 years, roughly 9 years.
Right. Even if it is 1722, we're still about 9 to 10 years apart.
Yeah.
In age.
Yeah.
Yeah, we met down there when it used to be a wrestling auditorium.
Yep. It was a feed and seed store, a wrestling auditorium. Now it's a music hall.
It was a dance hall for a while as well.
Yeah.
Country music dance hall.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we first met in historic downtown Greer.
We line danced and then we wrestled.
I say this to the mayor of Greer. First of all, they have a mayor in Greer?
Probably.
I say this to the mayor of Greer, if there is one. If there's not, there should be.
There's got to be.
You have Aaron Tippin Way.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
I remember when it made the local news.
Yeah, Rick Danner, who's been mayor for 20 years.
I knew that. That was a test for you. I think Rise Guys Boulevard should be added. And you can add it to one of them side streets.
Yeah.
Down by the Mill Village, down by that football field nobody uses anymore. Rise Guys Way. You got Aaron Tippin Way.
Mm-hmm.
Or Rise Guys Boulevard. You can make it a dead end. The irony of that would actually be kind of cute to me.
It would.
If you pick a dead end road and call it Rise Guys Boulevard.
Yeah.
Mayor Rick Danner, let's start this groundswell right now. If Aaron can get it, freaking Rise Guys can get it. And Aaron didn't start singing in historic downtown Greer. He's really from Blue Ridge,
from
what I understand.
He is from Blue Ridge.
Other end of 14.
Blue Ridge, South Carolina.
Yeah. Or if you want to play games, then we'll get the mayor of Blue Ridge to give us a street.
I don't know if they got one.
All right, fine. Then I cancel that. Strike it from the records. We're going to stick with Danner.
I had some Aaron Tippin news. He was born in Pensacola, Florida. His origin was Traveler's Rest, South Carolina.
See? This is more of
conspiracy.
History's mysteries unraveling before our very eyes.
Yep.
Next thing you're going to tell me radio was a white guy from Michigan.
No.
Rick Danner. Holler at us. We're on Twitter and Facebook and stuff.
We're around. You reach out.
I might would even contribute to the cost of the sign. My daddy would love that because he's from Greer.
Yeah. But
there's another thing. My daddy went to Greer High School. Yeah. Worked at the Appalachian Mill on second shift after he got out of school.
Yeah.
He really did.
My mom worked at Allen Bennett back in the day.
My grandma died there. So that's where we have a connection.
See?
Yeah.
See?
My first speeding ticket was in Greer. It really was.
Yeah.
You used to be scared, and still I kind of am. I was conditioned to be scared to death to drive through Greer because of cops. That was the place. Even going up 85, you also knew not to speed through the 290 exit
because
they'd get you. But past that, though, you're good.
And you got your driver's license in Greer.
On the sixth time.
Eventually, you got your driver's license in Greer.
That's right.
Damn.
Can I go further? Shot my first gun in Greer.
At the Dragway.
Greer Dragway. Shot my first gun on a Sunday after church.
Yeah.
Right there off School Street. So that's what we're saying. We're not trying to build some kind of case for it. It's just a thought.
Yeah. I used to have to go to Greer to buy clothes a lot.
I'm missing it.
The big and tall place out there.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember what it was called now.
Destination? XL?
No. The one that used to be the Bilo Shopping Center.
The last time I played bingo indoors was in Greer.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Played outdoors since, but indoors it was there.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
I used to go to Tabs and get ice cream as a boy.
I used to sell ball cards at Tabs.
Yeah. Not the flea market, but the Tabs ice cream place.
Oh, I'd go to the Tabs flea market.
Yeah.
Then afterwards, if I made enough money selling ball cards, I'd go to Tadpoles.
Yeah.
Have as many hush puppies as I could eat.
Man, I ain't been to a fish camp in a while.
Yeah. Where are the good ones at anymore?
I don't know, man. I'm banned from most of them because I always show up with a tent and they get mad.
Yeah. Well, look, there he comes in with a tent. I'm behind him with the sleeping bags, and they're looking at us like, "What are y'all doing?"
Says camp on the sign.
Yeah. Well, and kick this out.
Yeah.
You're not going to get kicked out of this. You like that transition?
Yeah.
We got you $1,000 coming up this morning. That'll be in less than an hour. So, if you're, I get it. Pissed off at the world, up early, going to work. You stayed up watching whatever last night. You didn't go to sleep till after 1 o'clock. Now you're back up at it again. We got you $1,000 coming up at 7 a.m. A chance to win $1,000 with the P1 payoff. But then the other alternative is the FOF line. Fatboy, when you get those in, do you see a time stamp on those?
Oh, like, yeah.
What's the prime time for FOF line calls? Early morning or afternoons?
Oh, man. I'll have to go back and look.
It'd be interesting science right there, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you it's either on the way to or on the way home. I bet you're not getting a whole lot of 8:30 at night, you know, casual calls.
Oh, yeah. If that's happening, something's going on at the house.
Prime time. Yeah, somebody's in a closet calling. the FOF line's tomorrow. Today, this is going to be exciting. This is kind of a fun little thing to do with the art of entertaining. It's hard now to do what they call a tease because everybody's attention span's just haywire. But listen to this. At 10 a.m. this morning, not only will you have a chance to win another $1,000 with the P1 payoff, we're going to drop a brand new video. Yeah, we're going to drop it.
Mm-hmm.
Like they do songs and EPs and stuff. We're going to drop a brand new video from the streets of New York City.
And it's funny.
Comedian Brett Klein is back out on the streets of New York City, and he's going around with our photo asking people who's the most attractive on the show.
Sexiest, right? Who's the sexiest one on the show?
The results will shock you. They'll also, two of them made me laugh so much.
Yeah.
But I don't want to spoil it. I don't want to spoil it yet. We didn't let Paige see it yet because we were afraid she would spoil it.
That's her gimmick.
That's her gimmick now. That's her.
She does.
That's her.
I'm a spoiler.
That's her little thing.
Spoiling everything.
Spoiled.
Nine Worship Rotten. Satan. Paige likes to spoil movies and TV shows.
I do. I'm giving it away.
That's right. Wow.
Give it away. Give it away. Give it away now.
When is anyone gonna give it to you?
Sorry.
Also, a last minute question about the show today. I guess I should have done this prior to coming on the air, huh?
Why?
We got a brand new game that. I kind of thought up the idea, and then yesterday in the office, the Holy Trinity came together, me, Fat Boy, and Nine, as far as the creative side of trying to figure out how to do the game. And the game is this. Fat Boy will give Nine and I each five movie titles.
Mm-hmm.
We will then get paired up with P1s, and we have to explain the movie, whether it be the plot or the time frame of the movie or whatever, within five words or less.
Yep.
Let's give an example, Nine. You work it on me.
Okay.
I'm not sharp yet, but I'll give it a go.
I'll throw out one that I know you know, and I doubt Fat Boy will use.
Because you and I are playing head to head. Fat Boy's giving us the word, so it's fine. You and I have a little interplay here.
Yep.
I want to do one next because I don't think you guys figured out the one I did yesterday.
Moose.
Twin Peaks.
Grand Canyon.
Northern Exposure. No.
Moose. Grand Canyon.
Oh, I got it.
Moose, Grand Canyon.
Moose, Grand Canyon.
It's two words. You're not playing right now.
Fat Boy knows it, though.
It's just for me.
Oh,
Moose, Grand Canyon.
Give me a third word.
St. Louis.
Moose, Grand Canyon. St. Louis, Moose, Grand Canyon. Oh, I'm going to. Oh,
Moose, Grand Canyon, St. Louis.
If you got to go, what is it?
Vacation.
Yeah.
Marty Moose. Marty Moose.
Moose, Grand Canyon, St. Louis.
I was thinking. You were, oh, Lord. Okay. St. Louis, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Fat Boy, hit us with one.
Institution.
Institution.
War.
Institution, war.
Robots. Cyberdyne.
Why don't you just say Skynet? You're a dick.
What is Cyberdyne?
That's the name of the company.
That made Skynet. But if you say Cyberdyne, you're either a nerd or a dick.
War games.
What is it? You didn't guess it yesterday.
Terminator 2.
He didn't say anything. He just walked out. He did his little laugh. He did this. I did the clues yesterday, and he does this. Walks out.
I thought when I said, why don't you just say Skynet, that you knew I knew.
Institution, guns, you said?
Yeah.
Death?
War.
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 Robots.
Robot.
Cyberdyne.
Cyberdyne.
Yeah, I thought you knew I knew when I said, why don't you just say Skynet?
I don't know.
Oh, you said Terminator 2.
Oh, that's what it was. Oh man, see that? Oh.
Come on, man.
We're going to have to, like, in between commercials, practice.
Yes.
Well, you wouldn't want to help me practice. You're playing against me.
Well, it's really the P1s against the P1s. I mean, you know, it's P1 against P1, kind of like the game yesterday.
All right, here's what we'll do just to help us both stay right.
Them.
P1s, tweet, because we're both on Twitter, Nine and I. Tweet me at O-Maffew, that's O-H-M-A-F-F-E-W, O-H-M-A-F-F-E-W. Also, tweet Nine. He's at Nueve.
Yeah.
N-U-E-V-E.
Yeah.
Try it on us. Send us five-word clues of movies, and then that'd be a little practice run for us.
Yeah.
Because y'all are good at that, too.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to have to be today if you want to win tickets to the Coca-Cola 600.
Yeah.
So the idea was to name it Name That Flick. I have another option, because you know me and games and names.
Mm-hmm.
Do we go with Name That Flick or a little more edgier? What the Flick?
Oh, I like that one.
Ooh, that's good.
WTF, what the flick.
I like that. I like that.
Okay.
What the flick is
what
good.
What the flick works.
I love taking ideas and making them better and building them up. It's fun.
Mm-hmm.
I let it bother me too much sometimes, but I can't fight it. What the flick. We get a little fun little song made for that, too.
Yeah.
Couple that with a all-new Facebook Fussin'. We got that today. We'll be live on Facebook.com/RiseGuys later on. That'll be right around 7:30.
Oh, let me throw another one at you, see if you get this one.
This is for me only or Fat Boy too?
Yeah, you Matt to start.
I need the help, yeah.
Bunny pajamas.
Christmas Story.
There you go.
Wow.
Yeah, that was good.
Oh, I never saw that one.
Yeah. You never saw... Do you not have TBS?
Nah, I never watched that one. That's the one where the kid got his tongue stuck to the pole.
Yeah.
That was going to be my tongue and flagpole and my other clues, yeah.
You pulled a page just now. You just said that he got his tongue stuck to something. I won't even say what it was.
The movie, Fat Boy.
I saw. Oh yeah.
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 Can you spoil a movie from like 1983 or whenever it came out?
It still doesn't matter.
It doesn't 30, matter.
38 year window.
Nobody can agree on a timeline for that. We can agree on the year, but not how long to wait on spoilers.
Yeah, I'm gonna say you good. It came out in 1983. I'm gonna say y'all right. It's older than me. You all right?
See, now if we start to do this, Fat Boy's already got his movies picked, and then what if we start doing something that he's already done? Like if I said to you, 9?
Yeah, that's my worry. That's why I'm trying to stay away from ones that I think he might do.
Okay, should I not do any more?
Yeah, you can.
I'll do one more.
Yeah, but he's a movie encyclopedia.
Cowboy. Beans.
Oh, it was Blazing Saddles.
Really?
See, this is the problem. We talk about similar movies from time to time, and we get in that wheelhouse. So we got to think outside the box if we want to provide a good, entertaining game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. That's going to be fun. For Coca-Cola 600 tickets. Also today, we've got a guy named Rob Prophet coming on. Rob is P1 Breaking Down Film. And yesterday, we were talking about aliens and secret government aircraft and all this. Rob actually was in the Air Force and worked for Lockheed Martin, and he's got some classified information for us today. He said
he did.
Yeah, yeah. Stuff that was going on in the 30s and 40s that we think is new technology today. So he's a P1. He's a veteran and, of course, worked for Lockheed Martin, who makes most of those aircraft.
Yeah.
So it'd be fun to talk to him today.
Make a lot of them.
Yeah. We'd love to hear from you. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. You can always text us at the CarolinaVaporMill.com text line. That's 72341. As we emanate live from Studio Inario, we're at the Rise Guys on most of your social media, and then Facebook.com/Rise Guys later for some Facebook Live, Facebook fussing. Paige, what is up in the Plex?
All right. Well, a man shoots himself in the junk, and then something falls out of him during surgery. You have to find out where next in your Eyes Guys headline.
Do you set Google alerts for penis injuries? Because yesterday the guy woke up, his was cut off, and now this guy's shot his. And
you know, people ask me that, but I think it's just the luck of the draw. I get lucky.
Luck of the draw. I get the pun. All right, we'll get that and much, much more information in your Eyes Guys headlines. Morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt, 9, Paige, and Fat Boy.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Good morning, everyone. All right. Well, let's begin with this story where a man shoots himself in the junk and then something falls out of his body during surgery.
Was it the bullet?
No, sir, it wasn't. Well, this happened in Washington State, and the guy is a 27-year-old. His most recent troubles began on April 16th when a gun he kept in his pocket discharged and the bullet went through his testicles and into his thigh. Sorry, just have to tell you what happened. So this is a 27-year-old by the name of Cameron Wilson. He's a convicted felon who's not allowed to own a gun. So instead of going straight to the ER, he stopped off at a park to give the gun to a friend. But that's not the strangest part about the story.
What was the strangest part?
The fact that he was hiding a bag of marijuana in his rectum.
Oh, God.
Which slipped out and slipped his mind. It slipped out, fell out of him during surgery.
Slipped his behind, more like it.
Yes.
Whoop.
Yeah, but
that's some tush kush.
It's legal in Washington State. It has been for 6 years, so why he had it in his bung, I don't know.
You ever think... 9, that's why it stinks sometimes. It's because you don't know where it's been.
I doubt it.
When it burns.
But yeah, I doubt it. I like to think not.
Well, police did search his car later on and also found meth.
Good God.
And a pair of bloody jeans.
Good God.
That's just where he keeps stuff, apparently.
Yes.
He loses stuff, so he shoots himself so they fall out.
Oof.
That's the way to do it.
I guess so. Wow.
Sometimes if I lose my dip, I will actually cast into my back pocket like this.
Oh, no.
Well, there it is.
Right, if you're just using it for storage like this guy, I mean, either you got to find some way to get it out or you just got to wait.
You can travel hands-free with that, I imagine. It's not comfortable.
I get a fold of fat on my stomach here.
Mm-hmm.
That it's I mean, this is there's some fat there, but it's a lot of skin too.
Oh yeah.
Rather than getting an operation to take it off, what if I made or doctors came up with some kind of something about the size of a fifth of liquor? Mm-hmm. It's like a little pouch. You zip out, put it in there.
Like a fanny pack.
Like a fanny pack, but it's inside you. It's a belly pack.
A flabby pack.
Paige.
There you go.
Yes.
You have drugs.
Hey, boy, you're out of the Holy Trinity. Paige is in.
That's how I took contraband onto a cruise ship one time.
Under a fold?
Yep, under the belly, right under the gut. All right, well, no one's going to look there.
No. Oh, they're going to lift your body parts.
Could we play a game one day where we could try to hide objects and see and stand up and see how long they would stay before they fall?
Yeah.
That'd be fun. You know, like the game you used to do where you put a quarter in your butt. No. Not your butt, but like in your crack.
Yeah, and between the cheeks.
Try to put it down into a shot glass.
Mm-hmm. That's like to see if your breasts are firm to put a pencil underneath them, and if it falls out, you have droopy boobies.
Well, let's find out right now. Pull your shirt up, Paige. No, I'm talking about for me. Well held. I mean, I'm hunched. Well,
you stand up straight. Yeah.
If I do my back right, it doesn't.
Yeah. Well, maybe I
but
got
this right here, though, I could put a trapper keeper there and no one would see it.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Whoop.
I love it.
Yeah, I lost my phone before.
It looks like the Onan off the side of a trailer.
Mm-hmm.
There it is.
Man, the worst thing I ever did at that end was it wasn't even involving like a fold or anything or a roll. It was I woke up after drinking a lot and I couldn't find my phone.
Yeah.
I was walking around the house looking for my phone and it fell off my back. I'd been laying on it. And it just embedded itself into my back fat.
Oh, no.
All right. This is happening. While we're on this subject, I just had PTSD from, and Paige, you'll love this because it happened at Fats Cafe one time.
Oh, gosh, I love that place.
When I was much heavier, when I would take my silverware out of the napkin, I would then take the napkin and tuck it under my belly fold.
Yes.
Sometimes I might not take all the silverware out. Much to my dismay, when I stand up out of the booth, suddenly it almost looked like I was trying to steal silverware.
Oh, no.
Because I forgot they were under my fold, and suddenly there's forks and spoons and napkins hitting the floor.
Yep.
There's that Harris guy trying to steal our silverware again.
Yep.
Wonder
how many yeast rolls he's gotten there. Or
you,
exactly. The kind we sell.
You'd stand up and go to walk out wearing an apron.
I know.
You have the napkin just stuck. It looked like an apron.
It was like I got on a linen loincloth as I walked out of there. I did not realize.
Well,
did not realize.
Somebody enjoyed it all the same. All right, so there's more to the story.
There's more.
Yes, I haven't finished yet. So police did search his car. As we said, they found the meth and a bloody pair of jeans, but he still wasn't done racking up some charges because they issued a warrant a week later, and he turned himself in. And when they strip searched him in jail, they found another bag of pot that was also inside of him, and he was trying to sneak it into jail.
Golly. Was it also in his rectum?
I imagine.
Tush kush?
Yeah, I imagine.
Fat boy, you're not circumcised. There's some thoughts here going through my head.
Yes.
Eyes full already. I got some coke in there, some meth.
Tater tots.
It said bag of marijuana in said rectum during the jailhouse strip search.
Oh, my God.
That's fun.
I got a bed idea where we could put baked potatoes under our boobs, but the name of it's not FCC friendly. Tater blanks.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was going to be instead of tatoes, it was
the
other two. Oh, boy. All right, so they also tacked on four charges for witness tampering after he called his girlfriend from jail and tried to get her to cover for him. And so he's pleading not guilty to all charges and is due in court next month.
Mm.
Oh, Cameron.
Mm. But when the bullet went through, though, it shot his testicle down his thigh.
All right, let me go back to what it was.
But is that the synopsis, basically?
Yeah.
Dang it. That's okay. I'm just my shock, and we can move on, but my shock is that it didn't pierce the testicle. It pushed it.
It went through his testicles and into his thigh.
Oh, okay. I got you.
It did some damage there.
Yeah, so he had to go to the hospital.
Oh, yeah. He got severed arteries and stuff.
Yeah, that's serious.
Could have died.
He could have passed. Well,
I think I'd die from shock if I shot myself in the junk.
Okay, and the embarrassment. I would do not send this out. HIPAA. Do not send this out to the press.
Don't you dare.
I mean, if you're a doctor and you found that and something's coming out of someone's rectum while you're operating, you'd be kind of scared, wouldn't you think?
Absolutely.
Terrified.
You'd think, oh my gosh, what did I do? What is that? Oh no. I know what that is.
I would convince them that someone hid it in my food and I didn't know it and I was getting ready to pass it unknowingly.
Yeah, it's not I ate that. Apparently, I ate it.
It was a plant-based hamburger. They didn't say what plant, though.
That ain't mine. That's my cousin's.
That's right.
How did it end up in there?
That story was fun, but also made me uncomfortable around my privets.
Yeah, that was quite uncomfortable. But fun at the same time. It was an equal mixture of both. Yeah.
All right.
Go to Cabalas.
All right. Well, Rise Guys headline style by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Cabalas. You check that one? Fat Boy, what is going on in the world of sports? We got to know.
Well, there's a baseball prospect that shocked the world and did something that a lot of teams are fearing that other kids might start doing.
All right, did he buy his reefer at Ass Pro Shops?
Yes. I'll give that a round of applause, too.
That was good.
I'll tell you what it is. You'll be surprised it took somebody this long to do it.
Okay. More weed and hunting puns later as well. The Rise Guys Morning Show continues right
The Radio.com app is the official new home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone.
I have their app on my phone, and so, like, I listen to them all when I'm getting ready and then when I'm driving into work.
Powered by Quicker Stick and Lube, you're locked into the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Ooh, I don't know about this. This appears to be a trend, even though he's the only one that's done it so far. I don't think I'd do it.
Who's he?
He is.
Who he
Carter
is?
Carter Stewart. He's a Florida high school student. He was chosen by the Braves with the 8th pick overall in last year's draft. 8th pick. He didn't sign. Yeah, I had issues within previous injury.
You don't like the Braves?
Well, I guess he had an issue with injury.
Oh, okay.
So now he's 19, and he went to play for a junior college for a year, and he's expected to be picked again early in the draft, the next month's draft. But it says here that he's going to go to Japan, and he's not going to play for MLB.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to pick Japan over MLB because the team in Japan already picked him. And they're going to give him more than $7 million, which is way more than he would have made here.
Yeah, but what are our tariffs to send baseball players to there?
I think we're cool with Japan.
Oh, we are?
Yeah, we're doing well with them.
We're okay with them.
We get along.
All right. Well, so more money, and he gets to live in Japan where, like, technology of the future exists. I would go, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if they have a farm system, if he'd be on the opening roster.
That's the thing with the farm system is that, you get, you sign, but then you go nothing to get. I'm sure the guys at the Greenville Driver living their life, loving it and everything, but you get signed, so you're kind of a Boston Red Sox, but then you're in the Greenville Drive and you're living the life of like an independent wrestler, going from hotel to hotel. And
yeah,
at least that's the way it was way back when the Greenville Braves were playing, because I know the hotel they stayed at.
Mm-hmm.
Was that Jason Place, the kid from Wren? Wasn't that him?
Wren High School.
I don't think he ever made it out of the minors.
Yeah. Well, most of them don't. Especially, here in Greenville, we have a low A team. Most of those guys will never see the majors.
You know what I'm going to look at right now? A guy that I bought a bunch of his rookie cards because I thought he was going to be the next big thing. And he went to Clemson University. He's from Belton, South Carolina. And his name's Matthew LeCroy.
Yeah.
So what do you mean was going to be the next big thing?
Isn't he a manager?
He was there and came back, brother. The greatest twin of all time.
What's he do now?
I don't know. I think he works on Danny Ford's farm.
Is that what he does?
He's a coach for the Senators, or the Senators, the Nationals.
Washington. This kid's 6'6".
I didn't realize that.
Sorry. Yeah, I thought he was managing, though.
Yeah.
I don't know how I knew that, but I thought he was managing.
I'd love to interview him. I'd like to ask for some of my money back.
He was with the Twins for a while.
Yeah, ball cards never paid out, though.
He was with the Twins for damn near a decade.
Yeah, you got to take that money, man, because, the A's were going to give Kyler Murray a lot of money, but, he ended up being the first-round pick in the NFL draft. But it is odd that you get a signing bonus. Say, some of these guys could get $1 million,
mm-hmm.
but you're still going through where you're traveling on buses and living like you don't have any money.
Uh-huh.
And then you may be playing with some guys who didn't get Jack Blank for a signing bonus, and they hate your guts.
Yeah, and is it like wrestling, like where you get a salary, but then you have to do your own transportation? Like, do these guys in the minors or whatever, do they have to pay for their own hotel?
I'm pretty sure they get per diems.
Okay.
I know they do in the, you know, in the big leagues, and they gamble that money on the planes.
I'm basing this off what I know about minor league baseball from like 20 years ago.
Yeah. If Landon Powell ever came back, I'd ask him.
Yeah.
But he's busy managing a powerhouse college baseball team.
Oh, yeah.
Now, for real, if anybody knows Matthew LeCroy, I'd love to talk to him. I'd love to see what that was like going from, you know, we're the same age. Holy moly. Look at that.
So they're afraid that this kid's going to start a trend. Especially if Japan starts offering up these big contracts.
He had the Matthew LeCroy had the distinction of being the active player with the most plate appearances without a stolen base in his career.
Yeah. Yeah, he wasn't the fleet of foot.
Oh, he's
a bigger fella.
Bigger fella.
Yeah.
Let me make you feel old, man. Old and sad at the same time. This day, May 23rd, back in 1999, 20 years ago.
20 years.
Owen Hart died.
God.
Yeah.
Over the edge.
You definitely can't see it now. You can't find it. I can't find it. I never saw it.
I have Nine's personal copy at my house. I do.
Yeah. Well, now it's on the network.
Not the full version, though.
It
right?
I never watched it. I think it is.
No, they cut it out because I
went
back
to it.
Yeah, it's cut. Oh, they don't even mention it?
No.
They don't mention the match.
Okay.
They don't even promo. They edited. I've got the original still.
Have you ever seen it? I've never seen
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
I taped it that night. That's why I had the copy that Matt has now.
So what do you see just full on? And you think he's like, okay, it's a bump.
You don't see him falling as much as you see, you hear it. Oh. You see a fall, but the camera cuts and then you hear a fall.
Mm-hmm.
He plunged 80 feet.
Yeah.
That's probably worse that you hear it and you don't see it.
Well, and then the old lore. Who knows if it's true or not, but that was a punishment to Owen Hart. Not to kill him, but to make him be that alter ego, the Blue Blazer, and fly in because he didn't want to do a...
He didn't want to do an adultery angle.
Adultery angle where his wife cheated on him.
Where he was sleeping with somebody's woman, I think, was the angle.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Anyway, his wife didn't like it, and he didn't like it.
Yeah, he didn't want to do it to his family, is what he said. So he wound up having to be the Blue Blazer, and then that's why he was rappelling from ceiling.
It was his sister, right?
No, it was his wife. He was going to have to be cheating on his wife with whose wife?
I think
Brian Pillman.
Maybe Jeff Jarrett and Deborah.
That's what it was.
I think maybe he was going to be hooking up with Deborah behind Jeff Jarrett's back because they were buddies.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
It wasn't Nancy?
No.
Let me make you feel old some more.
Yesterday was Chris Benoit's birthday, I saw.
Mm-hmm.
That whole thing comes together, huh?
Yep.
Persona non grata. The Fab Five. Probably, you know, the greatest assemblement of college basketball talent ever. One of them is a head coach now. He's going back to Michigan to coach the boys' basketball team.
Chris Webber?
Excuse me, men's. No, not C. Webb. He's doing his TV work now.
Mm-hmm.
And two of those guys don't get along. Jalen Rose and Chris Webber do not get along.
Really?
Juwan Howard. He just got hired.
Juwan.
He did some NBA assistant coaching for a little bit, and he's going back to Michigan.
Yeah.
They got endorsements from a lot of people. We'll see if he's any good or not. The other two from the Fab Five, you do not hear from. You hear more about Rob Pelinka, who was on that team, too. He wasn't in the Fab Five. But
I'm trying to think of the last one. Is it Double R? I'm thinking. God, can't
RJ.
Name
JK.
Who is it?
Jimmy King?
Oh, yeah. Why was I thinking Ramil Robinson? Who'd he even play for? Played for Matthew LeCroy, says here.
No. Got a couple NFL notes here. Chris Long. Just retired, and he got a little mealy-mouthed, evidently, after he quit. 11 years he played in the NFL, and he said, look, he admitted to using some marijuana during his career for pain management.
Huh.
Now you're thinking, he's an active player, drug test and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
He said the NFL drug testing is a joke. He always knew when it was because they announced it and scheduled it ahead of time, and you could just work around it. So he would, you know, partaking his marijuana up until the test.
Yeah, but it's like 30 days, no? Or has that changed?
But they knew ahead of time when the test was going
to be. I haven't had to worry about drug tests in 20 years.
How long you have to filter it out before you are clean?
Yeah. Like if he knew that there was a P-test coming up, how long would he have to cut it out for?
For like the average person who's a habitual user, about 4 weeks.
Wow.
For someone who does it less, be less time. For someone who is a professional athlete, probably less time, lower body fat, higher metabolism, less time.
We would be screwed, is what you're saying.
Yeah, it'd take every bit of 4 weeks for us.
We do like the zombies walking around looking for brains to eat.
Yeah, every bit of 4 weeks for us.
All right.
He said that players around the league, when the test was coming up, they had to get off the pot, would rely more on sleeping pills, painkillers, and alcohol to deal with the pain. That's a lot of pain, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, well, I mean, the XFL said they might not even test for marijuana.
What about CBD? Is that a thing they test for?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Okay. Just don't take it to Disney World.
Well, then I'm going to the NBA then. I will go.
Yeah, the NBA's relaxed all that stuff a lot.
Yeah. Just guns and arenas they have an issue with. Yeah. And for rightfully so.
Yeah.
Ramil Robinson did go to Michigan, but he was a year before with Fab Five. So that makes me feel better about my memory.
Also, the NFL asked teams to stop the Oklahoma drill. Don't do it anymore. Too much contact too early. That was a drill that would knock you on your ass.
I hated it. I hated it.
Did you hate getting blocked or running the ball?
No. Oklahoma, you talking about the circle?
Yeah, well, coaches make a circle, but you know, you could do it up to 3 to 4 to 6 people.
We didn't. I guess they did it with the defense offensive line. All we would do is somebody would be in the middle, and then you'd point somebody, and then they'd run at you, and you'd hit them. It wasn't a holding up the football thing.
Yeah.
That ain't the way we did it.
No, I mean, it might have been a different one.
Yeah, because I was a nose guard.
We had shuck drills, too. If you lost Oklahoma drill, you had to line up and shuck left and right, everybody coming at you full speed.
What a dumb name I had. I mean, the position, the nose guard. It sounds like it's a kind of, appendage you'd have to wear to play the game.
I'm playing breathe right.
Hey, man.
What do you do in high school practice now? Is it like Thursdays when we put on our jerseys and walk through the plays?
Oh, man.
Can you even contact each other?
Those were the best days. Those were my Mondays sucked.
Glory
days. You hated JV because they got a day off early. Because their games were on Thursday nights.
Yeah.
So their live practice was Wednesday.
Yeah, but you know the best thing was going to the JV games when you were on varsity and you'd go to the away game, walk around. Hell yeah.
They could go to Mac on some.
I had my varsity letter. I didn't have a jacket. I just carried it around with me.
That's awesome.
That's what I did. We got you $1,000 coming up next, P1 payoff. And right after that, Coca-Cola 600 tickets. I almost said 600 Coca-Cola tickets. No, can't do that.
A lot of giving on the way.
Coca-Cola 600 tickets and $1,000. It's the Rise Guys. Morning, everybody.
Get your rock on. A 93-minute rock block is coming up at 10, right after the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.